Taiwan offers wheelchair users freedom across cities, coastlines, and mountains. For wheelchair users visiting Taiwan, freedom can begin with something as simple as boarding a train. In Taipei, the capital's mass rapid transit system, MRT, allows wheelchair users to move across the city with considerable independence. Elevators, accessible routes, and assistance from station staff connect travelers with neighborhoods, cultural attractions, restaurants, and shopping areas throughout the city. The Taiwan Wheelchair Association believes that freedom demonstrates what becomes possible when the environment supports disabled people. The wheelchair-led organization works to challenge the assumption that wheelchair users are incapable. Its members advocate for accessible environments that allow disabled people to participate more fully, pursue new experiences, and accomplish things others may not expect. We advocate for accessible environments, believing that with the right environmental support, we can develop many possibilities and accomplish much more, the association explains. That message is central to how the organization wants international travelers to understand Taiwan. The island is not completely barrier-free, but it offers an appealing combination of accessible public transportation, changing landscapes, and a culture known for its welcoming people. Discovering Taipei with greater independence. Taipei is often the most practical starting point for wheelchair users traveling to Taiwan. The city continues to improve accessibility through urban renewal projects, and its MRT system is one of its strongest features. Wheelchair users can be seen traveling throughout the network with confidence, using it to reach different parts of the city without relying entirely on private transportation. A week in Taipei could easily be spent exploring neighborhoods, cuisines, attractions, and cultural experiences connected by the MRT. The network makes it possible to build flexible days, return to a hotel for rest, and adjust plans without arranging a vehicle for every outing. Accessibility at street level, however, can be less consistent. Many restaurants and smaller businesses may have steps, raised thresholds, or entrances that are difficult to navigate. Not every establishment is accessible, although the association says there are still many wheelchair-friendly shops and places to eat. Travelers may need to research restaurants in advance, examine entrance photos, or contact businesses directly before visiting. Remaining flexible can also help, particularly in older neighborhoods where buildings were not designed with wheelchair access in mind. Traveling beyond the capital. One of Taiwan's most appealing qualities is the variety of scenery visitors can experience within a relatively short period. Taiwan is a small island, but its landscapes include dense cities, mountains, beaches, agricultural areas, and dramatic stretches of coastline. Travelers can spend one day surrounded by mountain scenery and another looking across the ocean. The railway system makes much of this movement possible. Trains travel around the island, while high-speed rail connects several major cities along the Western Corridor. For wheelchair users, station staff can assist with navigating stations and boarding trains. Reserved seat trains and high-speed rail services generally require advance booking, but the association says travelers should otherwise feel confident using the system. Station staff will attentively and carefully guide wheelchair users through the boarding process, it says. The experience may become more complicated when travelers leave major cities. Outside Taipei, accessible public transportation is not always as convenient or developed. Visiting rural regions may require accessible taxis, vans, or locally operated welfare vehicles. Destinations such as Yilan, Hualien, Taitung, and Kenting can offer a slower pace, ocean views, and greater proximity to nature. But wheelchair users may need to arrange transportation for each stage of the journey. This contrast is important. Taiwan's rail system may make it relatively easy to reach another city or region, but the final journey between a station, hotel, and attraction can require additional planning. Finding nature and restoration. For disabled travelers, wellness does not always mean a luxury spa or structured retreat. It may be the ability to move through the day without constant stress, spend time in nature, or enjoy a beautiful setting without worrying about every transition. The Taiwan Wheelchair User Association describes accessible tourism in Taiwan with one word, freedom. At Qingtiang in Taipei's Yangmingshan area, accessible trails offer wheelchair users a way to experience the highland meadows. The setting provides a striking contrast to the activity of central Taipei and shows that a nature experience does not always require traveling far from the city. At Fulong Beach in New Taipei City, wooden boardwalks allow wheelchair users to move closer to the shoreline. While the boardwalks may not provide access to every part of the beach, they create an opportunity to experience the ocean, coastal air, and open scenery more directly. The association's members have also participated in wheelchair surfing experiences. These activities challenge narrow ideas about disability and adventure by showing that wheelchair users can connect with nature in ways that may initially appear impossible. Experiences like wheelchair surfing build confidence, expand expectations, and encourage disabled people to see themselves as participants in outdoor life. Understanding the limitations. Taiwan is widely known for its hot springs, but this part of the country's wellness culture remains difficult for many wheelchair users to access. Accessible hot spring facilities are still incomplete, according to the association. In many cases, wheelchair users may need to reserve an accessible room at a hot spring hotel rather than rely on public bathing facilities. Travelers should ask detailed questions before booking. An accommodation described as accessible may not necessarily include an accessible bathing area, transfer equipment, or enough space beside a pool or tub. Hotels are another area where advanced research is essential. Not every hotel in Taiwan is required to provide accessible rooms, as regulations apply only to properties of a certain size. Travelers should confirm doorway widths, bathroom layouts, bed heights, shower access, and the route from the entrance to the room. Information may also be difficult to locate. Accessibility details are not always complete, standardized, or gathered in one place. Travelers may need to consult several sources, contact tourism providers directly, and allow extra time for planning. The Taiwan Wheelchair User Association is working to improve this situation by developing an accessible information map. The goal is to make it easier for wheelchair users to find practical details about places across the country. An island worth discovering, Taiwan should not be presented as a destination where every barrier has been removed. The accessibility of Taipei's MRT does not extend equally to every town, attraction, restaurant, or natural area. Yet the island offers something meaningful to wheelchair users willing to plan carefully. It offers the ability to travel through a major city with independence, board trains with assistance, experience mountains and coastlines within the same journey, and encounter landscapes that may exceed expectations. The Taiwan Wheelchair User Association hopes visitors will come not because every place is barrier-free, but because Taiwan is a magical island where you can explore people, things, and experiences beyond your expectations. Taiwan is beautiful, the association says, but travelers will not fully understand that beauty until they experience it for themselves. Accessible travel.